Title: Time for an Upgrade. OMB releases draft memorandum modernizing FedRAMP. Content: On October 27, 2023, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, released a draft memorandum for public comment regarding modernizing the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, FedRAMP. The draft memo comes almost 1 year after Congress passed the FedRAMP Authorization Act, the E-Act, as part of the fiscal year 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, which codified FedRAMP. The draft memo provides an updated vision for FedRAMP with strategic goals and responsibilities for implementation, outlines improvements to the FedRAMP authorization and continuous monitoring processes, discusses the need to leverage automation wherever possible, and encourages key government stakeholders to collaborate with industry to maintain an understanding of new technologies and build a strong relationship that will benefit the commercial cloud sector and the federal community. The purpose of FedRAMP is to increase the adoption and secure use of commercial cloud solutions by the federal community. When the program was founded in 2011, the federal government was focused on facilitating secure use of commercially available infrastructure as a service, AS solutions, but, as the draft memo points out, the commercial cloud marketplace has grown and changed in recent years, most notably due to the increase in remote work as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led to an increase in available software as a service, SaaS, solutions and reliance on the SaaS market. The initiatives outlined in the draft memo acknowledge this changing landscape and aim to provide a more streamlined and accessible approach to security assessment and authorization of commercial cloud solutions. The draft memo discusses necessary enhancements and changes, including new authorization types, for modernizing FedRAMP. Below are a few key highlights from the draft memo. The draft memo clarifies what is in scope for FedRAMP authorization. Commercially offered cloud products and services, such as infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service, that host information systems that are operated by an agency, or on behalf of an agency by a contractor or other organization, are within the scope of FedRAMP, as are cross-government shared services that host any information system operated by an agency, or by a contractor of an agency or another organization on behalf of an agency. Note, the term, on behalf of an agency, has been defined in a recent proposed rule standardizing cybersecurity requirements for unclassified federal information systems, discussed in detail here. Because it is not defined in the draft memo, this term and its relation to the proposed rule may be a popular topic in the public comments. There will be more pathways to FedRAMP authorization. Say goodbye to the JABPATO. FedRAMP is restructuring its authorization process into four categories. Note, as set forth in the FedRAMP Authorization Act, any of the below authorizations comes with a presumption of adequacy. An agency that requires additional authorization work will be required to document why it deems the FedRAMP authorization insufficient. A. Single agency authorization? That appears to be akin to the prior agency authorization process, which indicates the cloud service offering's security posture is consistent with agency standards and the agency's risk tolerance. Other agencies with similar needs will be able to reuse this authorization. A. Joint agency authorization? That, according to the draft memo, is similar to the prior FedRAMP JABPATO process. However, unlike the JABPATO process, the joint agency authorization process allows two or more agencies to collaborate with FedRAMP to issue an authorization based on similar agency needs and an acceptable risk posture for use of the cloud service offering. A. Program authorization? That allows the FedRAMP PMO to assess the cloud service offering. This authorization type is intended to enable agencies to use a cloud service offering for which FedRAMP reasonably anticipates substantial federal government use. It is likely a welcome change as it will alleviate the burden on companies seeking FedRAMP authorization to secure their own agency sponsor, which has been difficult in some cases. It remains to be seen how the FedRAMP PMO will allocate resources and determine which CSPs will receive